What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Uh-huh, it's all shit, it's all just dumb gay politics. America's gotten kinda whack, but we're not gonna let it go down like that, cause we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. It's all shit, it's all shit. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. I mean, are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme, I am extreme. It's all shit, this shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S, this shit is Trumpanus. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dumb Gay Politics. I'm Julie.
And I'm Brandy.
And this is the podcast where we recap the week in politics like we are recapping Big Brother.
Yep, which
we... Big Brother!
Which we fucking love, by the way. Sorry, not sorry.
No.
Douche Brother is the most terribly produced,
yes,
low-budgetist competition show we've ever seen.
Yes.
It's garbage. It's straight-up trash garbage.
The sound is never it's never
exactly
equalized. It's up and down, it's low, it's high, it's
the shots cut off. Yeah, the sound will cut out.
Yep.
And they'll cut away to like a shot of a fish tank or something. But it's the highest rated TV show in the summer for a reason.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, how you can't even plus the live feeds.
Yeah, which we do because of The Good Wife, or whatever the thing is called.
CBS All Access, which I did learn today is not actually CBS. CBS doesn't run it. It's CBS's studio.
Oh.
And so CBS, the network, has nothing to do with it.
What's the show you like?
The Good Fight.
The Good Fight.
And Star Trek.
I always try to think of a rhyme, and I'll be like, is it The Good Life?
The Good Life.
The Good Strife? I don't know.
The Good Strife.
The Good Fight. Mm-hmm. So... you have CBS All Access. We've been utilized. I mean, you've gotten your money's worth.
I got to tell you something. That thing is $4.99 a month, and I'm not getting rid of it.
Well,
it's
now
Big Brother all day, all night, and then it's going to go into Star Trek. Then it's going to go into The Good Fight again. I'm loving it. I love it.
And we're on a sober cleanse, which means pills and pooing and pot and whatever we can do to get through the night and get through the days.
Uh huh.
And it includes the Big Brother live feeds. Actually, if I can be honest here, we don't even care about the actual show.
Yeah, that's true.
We watch the live feeds so that we're not alone.
Yeah. I watched the Les do dishes in silence for a good 20 minutes the other day.
It was like when
she was taking care of me.
Yeah, it was like when I watched the girl in the bikini make the food.
Right. We're making food now.
Well, and she did the dishes. It was just two Leses, you and her.
Yeah.
And the thing was, like, the lesbian storyline is just ratcheting up. And
now
so you
is,
are into it, honey, now that the Les is, I think.
Oh, now that she's, like, come alive because a lot of people have left and now she can go ahead and get her hands on the one girl who's left or whatever?
Yeah, well, it's not only that, but there's a girl in the house that she's, like, doesn't even talk to. They don't even say a word. And of course, it's like a young girl from Texas who's probably like, gay stuff is weird. And then she's good friends with like really good friends with like a sexy girl, like the fitness model right. from California or whatever. So, right. you know, it's not just a competition show. It's really, it's the competition part of it is the worst part of it.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It really is a relationship show
of liars and psychotics
of relationship
and show fake liars. Relationships that get invented in a house and become very important. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
And I wonder if any of them could do it. Oh, Brett does it. He does it. He doesn't make any of it important. He just lies. And he just doesn't make any of it important.
Yeah, and he's like, everyone's playing a personal game while he's like lifting weights in like the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you should get the live feeds and quit fucking around, Anne, because that's where it's at.
Yeah, especially as a BB fan. You want the live
feeds. I know.
Feeds.
She's like, I have a job, so I can't get the live feeds.
You could put that shit on your phone. You could watch it in secret. I mean,
it's most importantly important at night.
It's very important at night. The only annoying thing about it at night is that the sound is always very low.
Yeah. You know, so then you turn it up to 10, a million, and then sometimes it cuts to music and whatever. Right. Well, we're on this sober cleanse, and Big Brother has gotten us through. And what didn't help was that Andione sent just a simple bottle of Jack right to the door.
Yeah.
A bottle of Jack Daniels arrives at the door, no note. It just says it's from Andione and from Leeds, United Kingdom. And I'm like, this bitch.
I know.
And I mean, I left it on the coffee table just to remember to mention it. And at one point, like, just in like whatever feelings Julie and I were processing, she's like, I got to get rid of this Jack out of my, and I go, cool, can you, well, I need to remember. And so we had to like strategically put it out of sight, but put it where we'd see it for the podcast.
Right.
And then I came in and it was completely hidden now.
It's back there.
Yeah, it's behind something. So Andione, thank you so much for that. And I also wanted to mention this because we got this a while ago. We haven't mentioned it. Mm. It's a book of I Miss You Barack Obama postcards. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's 44 postcards for all occasions to send to anyone who misses the 44th president. They're animated. They're so fucking adorable. One says, I can't stop thinking about you. Like one says, let's get drunk and pretend that Barack Obama is still our president. Like you can mail these to people. One says, get well soon. You know, it might help staring at this guy for a while. And then it's a picture of Obama. They're all cute and adorable like that. And we don't really know who sent it to us.
I remember, have a vague remembrance of someone on maybe Instagram. I think it's the company who sent that to
okay,
us.
Okay, well, the note says, it's a note that comes. I recommend going on, whether it be Instagram or Google or whatever, I Miss You Barack Obama postcards, and picking it up. It's a great gift. And I imagine, this is what I'm giving to everyone with their, I hate cards.
Yeah.
I think they're, you know, unless you just get a card and write in it, mm-hmm. that's fine. But cards with a gift, no, that's a waste of $5. Right, right. I can't be doing it.
Right.
So, it says, do you ever miss Barack Obama, like every single second of every single minute of every single hour of every single day? Yeah, us too, sigh. Extremely long pause while we stare off at the horizon. So anyway, what inspired us to create this book of postcards? What better way to celebrate our collective nostalgia for good old 44 than with a set of Obama-themed cards for every occasion? So it says, sincerely, Alyssa and Jory, creators of I Miss You, Barack Obama. But then there's also whosthere.com publicity who might have sent it.
Oh, maybe.
But either way, we're not going to get any money off this.
Yeah, so.
You know. I just love it, and I'll never mention it because I never really knew who it came from, but a few of them are going on the bulletin board.
Ah.
And we love them. So I wanted you to, believe it or not, we're going to bug on about the Patreon, even though we read all the names last week.
Okay.
I can't stop, won't stop, don't care, because that's how the kids get fed.
Right.
And even though we've been feeding the kids fried rice for a week, because we can't leave the house and go shopping and make dog food.
Oh, my God. Leaving the house today was harrowing. Didn't you think?
Oh, God. Just Julie and I just, we're just going through it, and we're not ashamed. We're not hiding. We are hiding.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not hiding it, that we're just... It's growing pains, it's collaborating, it's friendship, it's 10 years, it's podcast, it's politics, it's money, it's everything. So it's writing that we don't want to do. It's everything we don't want to do. So including make and feed the dogs. So they were eating fried rice. They were eating fried rice that Julie made in a manic episode, a gigantic thing of fried rice that then became shrimp fried rice.
Well, when I'm depressed, I like to cook.
Yes.
Weird things. And I do weird multiple things.
Oh, yeah. She'll cook 900 things and then throw it away in a fit of rage. Like, these weird organic Hot Pockets are disgusting. And then it's like, she throws it away like a rock in the trash. So,
yeah.
The dogs have been farting fried rice, but you know what? That fried rice still costs money, and we get the money from the Patreon.
That's
so
true. All right, well, we're going to read a quick comment that came in on the Patreon this week. The email we got from the Patreon says, Jason Talley posted, my husband set up an account for us because we love listening together and we wanted more. Plot twist, no one is gay. So add another straight married couple with kids to the list of 14. We love you, Sarah, not Jason. Ugh, you know how much that I love that.
I mean, that's why we're bugging on about the Patreon, because
it's just, you know what? You know who's keeping the lights on? Straight people.
Well, we have straight men who probably are forced, or maybe not, that listen to this, Dumb Gay Politics.
Yes.
But, and we've got a handful of husbands and I think they're all husbands, but, and straight guys on the Patreon, but
we like it. It's very nice.
But for the most part, we're getting the gays and we're getting the girls on the
gays
Patreon.
And girls.
And we're fine. We're fine. We don't care. We love
gays
our gays and
girls are half the population. Yeah. That's fine.
But I just wanted you to read that because it's like, come on over. Try it, husbands and wives.
Try it, husbands and wives. That's right. You'll enjoy it.
You will enjoy it. Because this week, Julie's going to rage out about that disease where, like, men have bent penises. I said penis for Phyllis.
Uh-huh. No, she'll love that.
Like the bent penis disease.
Peyronie's disease.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so, I'm going to go ahead and go off on that.
So
I'm gonna enjoy. Part of what we're going through is experiencing a lot of rage.
A lot of rage.
And
well, that's what happens when you stop drinking.
Right. So I'm going to go ahead and let you know that the bent penis is about to get real bent.
I sent you the Peyronie's commercial over like text.
Yes.
So that you could
lose my mind.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
I did. I lost my mind.
Yeah.
It's not, it's the ultimate of all those commercials, like Cialis, Viagra, all that. I will go crazy.
Yeah. Cause they're in bathtubs and shit.
And also go fucking deal with it. Like fuck off. However, this is beyond, this is absolutely. And when you find out how you get that disease. Oh, no.
So if you were on the fence, straight guys and husbands, this might be the episode for you because you're going to get to hear all about dick stuff.
That's right.
Okay, well, let's get to Eye of the Shitstorm.
You take some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while. You take that shit up off of the wall, put it down on the floor in a glass bowl. You take some fuck, put it up on the wall where the shit used to be.
This week, the Eye of the Shitstorm was filled with two shitty people who are famous for being full of shit on the same shitty show. So get ready to take a big whiff. Today is the big release day for Omarosa Manigault Newman's book, Unhinged.
Unhinged.
Which is all about Donald Trump and his shitty, shitty, unhinged staff.
Omarosa Manigault Newman.
Omarosa. Is it? That's another. Omarosa? Omarosa.
I know.
Omarosa? What is it?
I think it's probably Omarosa, but I say Omarosa.
I
don't care.
Most people say Omarosa.
And I don't want to say Manigault Newman.
Manigault Newman.
I mean, just, I don't know if she doesn't think she's going to stay with that husband, but I'm going to say that I'm going to suggest she go just to Newman.
Which one is her name then?
I'm pretty sure Manigault was her.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That usually goes in the middle. But we're not going to talk about her stupid fucking book because Anne's going to read it in 2 days and give us the scoop for next week's podcast.
Right.
And thank God, because we aren't trying to read that shit or even talk about it right now. We don't need to regurgitate what all the weird looking pundits are saying about it all over the news shows. Because what we do need to do is continue the never-ending conversation entitled Signs That Our President Is a Literal Racist Misogynist.
It's getting better and better and better. I mean, I don't care what you think of Omarosa. The bitch just fucking blew it up.
Yep.
She blew it up. I don't care. She blew it up beyond.
She's blown it so up. And if you guys don't know, I hope some of you haven't watched cable news, this will be a treat for you then, even as badly as we're about to go through it.
There are many, many, many signs that our president is a literal, actual racist misogynist. Right? So basically, she starts off her dumb book by telling the story when she was fired by the also clearly racist chief of staff, John Kelly. She tells the whole story in detail and then implies that she has proof that her recount is true. Well, the only way she would have proof is if she taped the conversation. Turns out, sweetie,
she did.
Could you leave this alone?
Sure. Yeah.
Hi.
I'm only going to stay for a couple of minutes. These are lawyers. We've got to talk to you about leaving the White House. It's come to my attention over the last few months that there's been some pretty, in my opinion, significant integrity issues related to you and use of government vehicles and some other issues. They'll walk you through the legal aspects of this, but there is some from my view, there's some money issues and other things, but from my view, the integrity issues are very serious. I'm stuck with my past experience, and that is when we hold the people accountable in the military, I compare what I see here at the White House and other issues that I've had to deal with and say, what would I do to this in this case if I was in the Pentagon dealing with a Marine or a soldier or something like that? And in the issue that you may or may not have a full appreciation for, but I think you do, this would be a pretty high level of accountability, meaning a court martial. We're not suggesting any legal action here. Just
that,
stay
that
with
I,
me.
Just
stay
I did?
With me. Yeah. That it would be a pretty serious offense. So with that, I'm just going to ask you. These gentlemen will explain it. And we'll bring a personnel person in after they talk to you. But just to understand that, I'd like to see this be a friendly departure. There are pretty significant legal issues that we hope don't develop into something that that will make it ugly for you. But I think it's important to understand that if we make this a friendly departure, we can all be, you know, you can look at your time here in the White House as a year of service to the nation, and then you can go on without any type of difficulty in the future relative to your reputation. But it's very, very important, I think, that you understand that there are some serious legal issues that have been violated, and you're open to some legal action that we hope I think we can control, right? So with that, if you would stay here with these gentlemen, they'll lay this thing out. And
can
we have
I ask you a couple of questions? Is the president aware of what's going on?
Don't, let's not go down the road. This is a non-negotiable discussion.
I don't want to negotiate. I've never had a chance to talk to you, General Kelly.
Yeah,
so if this is my departure, I'd like to have at least an opportunity to understand.
We can talk another time. This has to do with some pretty serious integrity violations. So I'll let it go with that. So the staff and everyone on the staff works for me, not the president. And so after your departure, I'll inform him if he gets interested on where you may be. So with that, I'll let you go. And gentlemen, if you could take it. Thanks.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that was totally gross.
So,
I mean, like,
he is such a fucking asshole. General Kelly, and we thought maybe he'd be okay. That he,
yeah.
Like, you know, he's got that Boston military,
right,
whatever, and, you know, organized, detailed, thought he'd be, has integrity, but he doesn't. He's
no.
He's a fucking sack of shit, and he wouldn't even let her talk. You can't ask a question. If I'm being fired, I'm going to ask you why. And you go, no?
I have honestly never felt so assaulted. Like,
assaulted.
I was like, I mean, I just, there, I have the empathy, like, I was in that room with her.
Yep.
What a fucking asshole. It was the exact feeling every woman gets. It was a woman feeling, like, and now you're going to talk to me about how you, this is how you handle the men in the military?
Right.
Get the fuck out of my face.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to threaten me? We'd normally, if this happened in the military, you'd get a court-martial and these legal actions, but don't worry, we're not, this is not what we're suggesting here. You just suggested it.
Yeah.
You're such a fucking manipulative fuck.
And he was
racist. I hate his guts.
He was racist anyway when he went in on that woman. Like, he told that whole lie about that woman at the, I mean, it's,
oh, that's right, yeah, with the hat. Yeah.
He showed his ass then, but it was like he couldn't stand her from the beginning.
Right.
And who knows? And we're not saying Omarosa's not just insufferable as fuck.
As we know she is.
Yeah. But it's like,
but
that,
man,
that firing, I mean, and just his attitude towards her, it was, he couldn't even pretend to, And just in the light, like the subtle threats, just it was threats.
And not a threat after threat after threat. Yeah. And not even an option to it wasn't even an accusation. It was, you did this. Now, I don't know if she did it or not, but not even, you wouldn't go to someone and be like, are you using the White House cars to
get your husband to go to
Century 21 or whatever the fuck? Right. Like, what? Right. You don't ask someone, you don't have a thing, you don't have a conversation. And if there was a legal problem, you would take legal action. Like, if there was a real crime being committed,
oh, right, which apparently... Of course. You're saying integrity violations, integrity. It's like, what do you mean? That's not a crime, A.
Right. So it's not a crime. And in this administration, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, integrity violation. The whole entire administration is one big integrity violation.
That's right.
Like, I mean, including you, General Kelly, yeah. Dick. So, I mean, it's like the whole thing with her was that, and she'll even say this, you know, who knows what her actual job was? I don't even know what her...
It was a fake job, yeah. I think. I think her job was to, like, get Trump articles online.
Well, I don't even know that was her job. She had a fake job.
Yeah.
But then she was there to do whatever Donald Trump wanted. Because right.
She was there to do... It was, like, African-American outreach.
Oh, right. Okay.
Connections. Right. Build bridges.
Which I bet you she probably did do, quite frankly. And I mean, I'm sure, when she had time.
Yeah. I have to think. I believe she thought she was going to be doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you know what she worked, like, I think she'd worked at the White House before. This wasn't her first job at the White House, and she, which is how she got on The Apprentice in the first place.
Right.
And she comes from a family of Democrats, but she was doing her job probably when she had time, but she was Trump's person that did whatever he wanted, because she's like, he's the president, I do whatever he wants. When John Kelly came in and, like, started firing people and getting rid of staff that didn't do what he said, Trump was having to go behind his back to get the shit he wanted. He wanted her to watch, like, MSNBC or, like,
Scarborough and Mika. Uh-huh.
He would have her just get gossip on people so that he could tweet out his mean tweets.
Right.
And John Kelly felt undermined. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then he went in and demeaned her in all these ways. Stop barking! God, I can't even yell. I know.
My ears were... I was shaking with...
Yeah.
With... Like, I wanted to just... God, I wanted to just...
Ugh. And the self-control she exhibited, and you can hear her zipping up her briefcase and shit.
I think she was opening it up so that microphone could get more revealed.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? She was like, man, I gotta go in here.
Way to use that iPhone voice memo microphone.
Now, not for nothing, they pretended she wasn't fired. They told her she was being demoted to work on the 2020 Trump campaign, because to work on that campaign, you have to sign this crazy all-encompassing confidentiality agreement, which includes any and all future and past disparaging remarks or stories about Trump and or anyone in the administration. For her quote-unquote job, they offered to pay her $15,000 and said she could work from home, aka, I mean, $15,000,
right?
Like,
and work from home. Really? Work from home. That you're not being given a job, you're being
paid off
to sign a confidentiality
and
agreement.
You go ahead, make it $15 million.
Exactly.
And then go fuck yourself for the rest of your life.
And by the way, they offered that same quote-unquote job to Sean Spicer, who did take it. Mm-hmm. And that's why we had to suffer through his ass-kissing sycophantic poor excuse for a fucking book. But Diabolarosa turned that fake job down and saved the John Kelly tape for her future self's book tour.
Amazing.
Okay. So yesterday, after Trump heard that she released that tape, it wasn't even yesterday, I think it was 2 days ago. Who knows what day it is? This shit's late. Get off our ass. I think maybe on Sunday she released that John Kelly tape.
Yeah.
It's like her book is about to come out. She's now revealing tapes which prove that the stories in her book are true, so that the whole book gains credibility.
Right.
And by the way, I'm sure the whole book is true, because the motherfucker sounds like she doesn't go anywhere without a full FBI mic on her at all times.
She has a Mission Impossible style bug on at all times. I believe everything she wrote in that book is true.
I can't wait for Anne to review it.
I believe, she's an embellisher, and she's like, well, I mean, I remember that time he pushed you into the wall, Katie.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to talk about that, but I think you and I have a relatable stories that we've both felt we've had from him. Just like,
she keeps her composure, though, and beyond, I have to say, man. Yeah. She said that they're all, because people have been, of course, no one likes her, so every single person from Chuck Vagina Mouth Todd on have been saying, like, I can't believe you recorded
right
the chief of staff in the Situation Room, she's like, who wasn't recording? Every single person in that White House is recording everyone else because everyone is lying. That's why there's all the leaks.
Right.
Because everyone's recording to cover their own ass. Because if you don't, she's like, I'm the single black lady there. I'm not going to walk into a room with all white men in the Situation Room and like five police officers and him and not be recording the shit because I'm going to come out of there arrested.
That's right. And that's true. I mean,
it is true. 100%. And good for freaking her. Okay, so after she released the tape, Trump, of course, he had to shit out some kind of racist tweet, a whole series of tweets. At this point, he could have just, she could have used it as the foreword for her book. It's so fucking long.
Yeah. He goes, wacky Omarosa, who got fired 3 times on The Apprentice, now got fired for the last time. She never made it, never will. She begged me for a job, tears in her eyes. I said, okay. People in the White House hated her. She was vicious, but not smart. I would rarely see her, but heard really bad things. Nasty to people and would constantly miss meetings and work. When General Kelly came on board, he told me she was a loser and nothing but problems. I told him to try working it out, if possible, because she only said great things about me until she got fired. While I know it's not presidential to take on a lowlife like Omarosa, and while I would rather not be doing so, this is a modern-day form of communication, and I know the fake news media will be working overtime to make wacky Omarosa look legitimate as possible. Sorry.
So, I mean, it's a lot of words, but the ones that stand out are lowlife.
Yeah.
Vicious, but not smart.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure she's smart.
I think she's, yeah. I would say she's
smart. I mean, I'm calling her Diabolarosa. The motherfucker is, she's incredibly smart.
I'm going to call her Ponderosa.
Yeah, that's good. I thought about calling her Sociarosa.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I mean, just, it's like, there's a racist undertone and a sexist undertone to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I know he says those things about other people, but it's miss meetings and work. It's like, if she was missing anything, it's because she was going and looking at Morning Joe for you, fuckface.
Right. Yep.
Like, I mean, she's had jobs. She was on The Apprentice twice. She made the first season of The Apprentice.
She was on Celebrity Big Brother, too.
Yeah, it's like, I think she shows up for work. I'm pretty sure she shows up for work. She also doesn't strike me as someone who's lazy. She might be entitled. She might have used the car service. She might have had the highest salary at like 180 grand because she knows what's up because she's Diabolarosa.
Yeah.
But she doesn't strike me as lazy or not smart or even, in fact, a lowlife.
Yeah, no, at all.
There's a million adjectives to describe her, bad ones, but those aren't any of them.
Right.
That's just one example of, like, you know, she's fired months ago and he, you know, he talks all this shit. So with corrupt ass Scott Pruitt, who's the head of the EPA, when he was fired, I mean, that guy, talk about a basket of corruption charges.
He literally did use money. He tried to get his wife a Chick-fil-A franchise while utilizing his role on the government, which is illegal.
There's a million. Go back and listen to Judge Julie on Scott Pruitt. That guy is 100% swamp creature.
One of the most corrupt people we've ever seen in government.
After he was fired, Trump tweeted that he did an outstanding job and that Trump was very thankful to him. Okay.
Yep.
What about Rob Porter, the White House staff secretary, who was fired because he was accused of domestic abuse by not one, but two of his wives and girlfriends, with photo evidence and a police report, and also was hired by the Trump administration knowing that he had that in his past. After he was fired, Trump said, "We wish him well. He did a very good job. We hope that he will have a wonderful career. Not a low life.
No. Nope.
Not smart.
Not a woman beater. Not a
nothing.
Not a disgusting shit. Nothing.
Shady ass Russian witch Michael Flynn, way back when, if anyone can remember him, he was the national security advisor. He got fired within the first month of getting appointed and is now literally indicted in a federal investigation. He's indicted. Okay. Trump tweeted after he was fired, he's being treated unfairly and he's a good person.
I mean,
if that doesn't even show you right there that he's sexist and racist, I don't know what will.
Yeah, no, there's really nothing else. And we don't exactly know what she's accused of, except for apparently using White House vehicles to, like
the car service.
Yeah,
car
just
service.
To, like, go home or go shopping or something.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and I don't know what other integrity violations there are, but if using the car service is the only thing that they could think of.
He was full of shit.
Yeah.
He was full of shit. They didn't want her there. They didn't like her.
Yeah.
They didn't like her because he didn't control her. She answered to Trump. And Trump, you know, I think Trump did like that. You know what I mean? And Trump doesn't get to control his staff. And him and John Kelly, I mean, John Kelly's next. So he's probably next after this.
Yep.
This is, they'll be like, you got to go.
Yep.
Well, it turns out, sweetie, that Daya Ballarosa taped Trump too. So in her book, she tells the story of Trump calling her right after she was fired by John Kelly and pretending to not know anything about it. So like, you know how in the thing she asks in the tape you played, she asks like, can I ask this President Trump?
Yes.
You know, and he's like, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah, no, don't do. Also that don't. What?
Like, don't. We're not doing this.
We're not doing this? What are we?
Right.
Oh my God. I can't even form words as to like how enraged he makes me.
I know. Me too. So Trump called her. And she wasn't having it, honey. Bitch fully recorded the conversation and put it in her saved memos folder entitled Trump is racist and will make me rich now. She definitely got some major quan from NBC because they are slow rolling all the tapes, like all these tapes that she's releasing. And these tapes are going to continue coming out. Anne's going to read the book in 2 days and we're going to have all the tapes and we're going to have Anne's reading and we're going to still probably do a very shitty podcast next week. But you know what? This is what we're going to have to look forward to. So there's NBC slow rolling the tapes. So the next day, which was yesterday, the Trump phone call tape was revealed on All In with Chris Ari Melber Hayes last night.
Marosa, what's going on? I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, I nobody even told me about it. Nobody. Wow. You know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
God damn it. I don't love you leaving at all.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Stopping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
The bitch taped the president, okay? She straight up taped, recorded a phone call with the president of the United States. It is so goddamn baller. Like, the first and foremost thing I need to know is how to record a phone call, because I don't even know how.
I don't either. I don't know why we don't know how to record phone calls.
We need to know this.
It can't be that hard.
No. And she had it all. Before she even started the job, she's like, let me get my shit.
Yeah, how did she knew before she... How did she...
She was not going to have... Because she's such a... She knows she's always going to end up being a scapegoat. She was not going to do something that she didn't record. I mean, it's next level. It is, and now we know they're all recording.
Right.
It's so good. And like, so do you think that he didn't know? Because John Kelly does, he is the chief of staff.
Yes.
And he doesn't want the staff to answer to Trump. And he doesn't want anyone there who goes behind his back and goes to Trump.
I mean, I had the sense that Trump knew in that phone call. But it's hard to, I'm not sure. Like, I feel like he might not have wanted her to go, but Kelly or someone could have gone to him and been like, everyone hates her. Like,
she might have been a leaker.
Maybe.
Because there have been a lot less leaks.
That's true.
I mean, I've been noticing a lot less leaks.
That's true.
Personally.
So, I got that just like with that, like, God damn it.
I don't like, love you leaving. I don't love you leaving.
That just seemed a little.
Yeah.
Weird.
And she wasn't having it. She didn't believe it.
Yeah, when she was, wow. Wow.
And even when he asked her, she's like, General Kelly.
Yeah.
And right away she went right on all the shows a second. I mean, that whole story, what I love too is that, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but they concocted this whole story that she had to be escorted out, that she made a scene.
Crazy.
And that was all a lie. And none of the news that we watch, MSNBC or CNN, is mentioning that.
Right.
That was all bullshit. That's racist.
Well, that's also them not copping to their bias.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're micro racism.
Yeah, and just not liking her personally.
Right.
People just don't like her.
Yeah.
So... here's a perfect example. It's just like she is unlikable. She's all the things you think she is and whatever. But in this instance, she's right. And they did her dirty.
That's
and they
right.
They lied about her, and then she caught they're caught, and the news doesn't want to cop to their Yeah, to their bias. They just don't like her. I don't even think it's with the news. I don't think it's racism. I think they just personally don't like her. And I think they think she's beneath the American people. Like, she's beneath everyone. She's just beneath everyone because she's been on reality TV, because she's been a snake in the grass, because she's blue, blue.
And she is. And she's obnoxious and unlikable.
Yeah, she's obnoxious.
And everybody was offended that she was in the White House. But at the same time, I'm like, she probably just thought, you know what? I'm going to go in there and I am going to try to help, you know, my community. Yeah. And also, I'm going to leak stuff. And when she started seeing the forest for the trees in there, she was like leaking and being Diabolorosa. And you know what? Yeah. I'm glad. I mean, I might start liking her.
I know. I know. I mean, I kind of liked her in Big Brother.
I know. We kind
of
did.
Like, I'm scared of her and I wouldn't want to be in any capacity, like, in her
orbit. Yeah.
I would be, I couldn't, I, she's, but I do enjoy, I do think she wanted, of course, she wants to work in the White House. The reason they all want to work there, they want to exalt themselves, they want the power, they want all of that. She wants that. She wants to be seen as a person who's doing the thing for the greater good. She does want to be seen as that.
And why not utilize her to freaking reach out to the black community? You don't have anyone doing that, dude.
Right, right.
They, like, don't have any freaking, like, senior. There's, like, maybe four or five, like, I'm talking people of color in general.
Right.
There's no black people at all now in, like, the senior staff. Right. There's, like, 50 people
and
or so.
And Kellyanne Conway wants to come with, like, well, Ben Carson, he's he's one.
The world-renowned neurosurgeon.
Was like, and then there's Jerron. And they're all like, what?
She didn't even know his last name.
They were like, Jerron who? You know, he works in the...
He's on the ben staff
Carson.
Somewhere.
Like,
exactly.
Cut the shit. So, of course, Trump completely shit the bed the minute that tape came out and had to shit out another asinine tweet. When you give a crazed, crying lowlife a break and give her a job at the White House, I guess it just didn't work out. Good work by General Kelly for quickly firing that dog. Wow. Wow. Wow.
And he's called a lot of people dogs.
Crying. One of the things he'll say about women is that they cry.
Oh, he loves to, he's a fucking sexist.
Yeah.
Like, and even, you can't, I'm sorry, but you can't call a woman a dog. You just can't.
No.
I'm not having it. I'm not having it. It really bugs. And I don't even get bugged by stuff. I didn't even care when he said Megyn Kelly was bleeding from somewhere or
from
whatever.
Her eyes or wherever.
I mean, just like, it's just, I don't like it. I don't like it.
No, and the way they treated her is they're doing like a disgusting gang rape, and like one, you know, or are watching one and just walking in and out of the room. Like, they're being utterly, utterly disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting.
Disgusting.
Like, take the high road. You know what? Find something to do, okay? You don't need to be watching the news as much as us. You don't need to be worried about someone's book that you fired. Why don't you go make some legislation, go do something presidential, go, why don't you go find your wife fucking her security guard? Like, I don't know what to tell you.
No, don't.
But, like, please, go do something.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, she's got the upper hand, and they aren't going to admit they're recording. They want to be like, well, I have recordings of her. And it's like, you know what? We'll show them then.
Right.
Let's hear all the recordings you have.
And they're going to do...
And I forgot to even include the thing where she said, I mean, Anne will talk about it, where she said he ate the note.
That's
in the book. So Anne will talk about that. So you can maybe edit that out. But he said so much shit about, like, he's called, like, women and any, like, minority group, like, fat, ugly, slobs, Miss Piggy, low IQ, dumb, dumbest man on television, dog, ingrates. I mean, African shithole countries. And so now Omarosa goes on Meet the Press on Sunday and says that she has heard a tape of Trump using the N-word during filming for The Apprentice, right? And so NBC today released another tape. Here's NBC with all the tapes. Just, we got to go to NBC. We got to go to Meet the Press. We got to go to MSNBC.
And of course, Mark Burnett doesn't want to release the tape. There's no tape. Mark Burnett, who is the executive producer of The Apprentice, and he's the executive producer of him and Roma Downey, his stupid wife. The two of them love doing Christian, like uber Christian, like shows.
Exactly.
And he's supposed to be this mega religious, like righteous guy. Meanwhile, he's holding on to a tape. And we know it exists of Trump saying the N-word, and he won't. He's got no integrity either.
And you know what? And if that Access Hollywood tape existed, there's a million Apprentice tapes of that same shit.
I'm sure.
Shit.
Can you even imagine the kind of like sexist shit that's on that share?
So now they have another tape of that Omarosa releases of her talking about, like, with some White House aides, discussing the existence of this tape. Okay. So that they've always known about this tape. It's always been floating around in the zeitgeist.
Right.
And they're always worried. And Omarosa's always probably known about it, which she says now that she's heard herself and that it does exist. And she said on Meet the Press that they're trying to wait for like a February release of the N-word tape. It's going to be the February release of the Apprentice N-word tape. But this tape that you're going to hear now is her and like an assistant to a publicist, to an aide. We don't even know who the fuck she's talking to, but they're discussing what they will do if the tape comes to light.
I'm trying to find out at least what context it was used in to help us maybe try to figure out a way to spin it.
I said, well, sir, can you think of any time that this might have happened? And he said, no.
Well, that's not true.
He goes, how do you think I should handle it? And I told him exactly what you just said, Omarosa, which is, well, it depends on what scenario you're talking about. And he said, well, why don't you just go ahead and put it to bed?
Pearson denied the call.
I mean,
he knows.
May I ask, in what context would it be acceptable for a person at a job to use the N-word?
I mean, I don't know what. I mean, if he's reading a direct quote
from the racial slur
handbook, I don't really know what context.
Exactly, like what I and these are three also on the phone. It's these women are all black.
Yeah, they are. And now they're denying the ones on the Trump within the Trump administration are saying that was just one example of trying to, you know, get
piece together that like they were going to Frankenstein together, that she Frankenstein together that tape.
No, they said that was just another example of how they would say something to get her off the phone. Like, he said it, it's fine. Oh. He's embarrassed. He's not going to admit it. But they all know the tape's there. I mean, Sarah Huckabee Sanders today was like, they're like, do you know, can you say for certain the tape doesn't exist? And she's like, I can't say for certain, but I haven't heard it and I've never heard him talk like that. So, I mean, even she, and you know, that bitch lies like a rug every damn day. Couldn't just be like, yep, doesn't exist.
Right. We know there's no tape.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Nobody ever, no one's even ever said that word here ever one time.
I mean.
Except Jeff Sessions. He says it a couple times a day, but other than that, no. Oh.
Then today, Jack O'Donnell, the former president of Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino. So he wrote a book, I guess. I mean, he literally was the president of Trump Plaza. And he says that Donald Trump has a long, long history of racism and is racist through and through. That's a quote. So he was on out front with Bugnut Erin Burnett on CNN. And she read an excerpt from his book where he quoted Donald Trump. And hearing it will literally take your breath away, okay? So make sure you're sitting down, please.
You say, and this is you quoting Trump, quote, I've got black accountants at Trump Castle and at Trump Plaza. Black guys counting my money. I hate it. The only kind of people I want counting my money are short guys that wear yarmulkes every day. I think the guy is lazy. And it's probably not his fault because laziness is a trait in blacks. It really is. I believe that. It's not anything they can control.
Fucking egregious, dude.
I honestly
exactly
haven't. I've only heard that sentiment in movies depicting KKK people,
right?
And the 50s, and
which he was. His dad wasn't his dad in the KKK or something.
Yeah, it was like a Nazi. He was like an actual and a Nazi sympathizer. The guy, I mean, he's from Austria, I think, or Germany. Ugh, like,
I honestly felt
he's a Nazi. The dad.
I felt the breath ripped from my body when we first saw it. I was like, oh my god! I mean,
that is so.
He never stops, and it's like, and that's what this whole thing is about. It's like, it doesn't matter what he's saying; it never stops. There's always that like lens over everything he says. That it's always there's always a race commentary on it, or a sexism commentary on it, or he's a classist, he's an ageist, he's all of it. He's all of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's always there, no matter what he says.
Right, right. Which is why when he says like my African Americans, or it's like you're what?
Yeah,
you're nobody. No, I've never heard a president say my. Ownership over people.
Yeah.
Like, you are really...
Yeah.
I don't even think he said my women. I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's how deep and gross it is.
And he's the kind of person that thinks, he's a classic racist who thinks, yeah. or sexist, that thinks because he likes, you know, he has the certain people that he likes in that group, that means that he's not.
Right, right.
But he is.
Yeah.
I mean, even the thing about, I want people wearing yarmulkes counting my money. Just get the fuck out of here.
Short guys in yarmulkes? So he must have loved that. I mean, Jared is very tall.
And this guy couldn't write the book. I mean, he couldn't write. That's a direct quote he put from Trump in the book. And this guy would not write that if he didn't have a tape, because he would get sued.
Right.
And Trump sues everyone for everything.
Right.
He sues everyone. They're even suing Omarosa now. They're suing Omarosa. They say she signed that confidentiality agreement in 2017. Which she's saying she didn't. She seems completely unbothered. And she's like, go ahead and sue me, because this will all be out by that time and it won't matter. You can sue me, go right ahead for the 15,000, whatever you want. But like, this guy has proof of that, or he would be scared of getting sued. So, and that, you wouldn't remember a direct quote from he either wrote it down.
I mean, what more did the Trump supporters need? I mean, literally, it's not, and honestly, it's not even going to make a difference.
The Trump supporters are racist.
That's true.
It's a culture war, and it's sad and upsetting. And the more that comes out, and I mean, we're not even really, even though we have talked about this before, I feel like we try not to indulge in it. I mean, but there's just no between, I mean, the shit with LeBron James, and it's just, there's no denying it, and it's dividing America. And again, all I can say is get off Facebook, because that will be, the social media is part of it. It's like,
yeah.
It's like the conversation over social media, like, it's done. Have the conversation in real life if you're so desperate to have it. But reading that stuff is toxic, and listening to him is toxic. And he's poisoning this country, and it's already happening, and it's awful. So more tapes to come. Meow, meow.
I can't wait.
More tapes.
I cannot. I love the tapes. I can't wait to sit and listen to all the tapes.
I know that somebody's going to do a tape. It's going to be hours and hours of White House tapes.
Yes, it is. And I can't wait. And then I can't wait for the, you know, I always say, I've said this from the beginning, one of my thing I think about in the future is when all the movies are going to be made about this time period, about this administration.
Oh, and it's going to be Omarosa Gate.
Yep.
It's not going to be Whitewater.
It's going to be one.
Yeah. It's going to be Omarosa Gate. It's going to be what this is called. So you guys know I coined that right fucking now, Omarosa Gate. Okay. When you see that tomorrow on CNN,
yeah.
They heard this shit.
Rachel Maddow, interns, don't write it down. Also, any young black actress right now?
Oh,
so
girl.
Right now, let me tell you something. In 10 years, it will be your moment, because that's when the movies will be made. And you know, let me tell you, the part of Omarosa is going to be the sought after part of the century.
Get your impersonation down.
Yeah, get it down now. On it. All of them. Any actors now, 10 years from now. You're going to get your Jeff Sessions. You're going to have your Scott Pruitt. Scott Pruitt, that's going to be a big one. And because each one of them has their own.
If at least Lifetime movie, if nothing else. Or biography movie.
All of it. I'm telling you, it's going to be so many, because it's not just one thing. Watergate was one, you know, kind of like one thing. Yeah. This is going to be Rex Tillerson, Scott Pruitt, Jeff Sessions. This is going to be the Omarosa thing. It's going to be, oh my God, it's going to be so many things.
So many. Well, so you guys can look forward to an in-depth shit talking about Omarosa Gate and her book next week after Anne reads it in 2 days. But now it's time to check in with another very special lady, the firstest lady, in a moment with Melania. It's been a minute since we've checked in with our beautiful First Lady, Melania Trump, and she has had a whirlwind few weeks. First, a bunch of amazing new summer memes popped up from an old picture of Melania from last year, actually. It wasn't even from this year, where she's fake gardening in brand new, clearly unworn chucks for a posed photo op in the White House garden. Okay? This picture and the memes. And then she got caught up in the gay drama with her husband and the NBA superstar LeBron James, which we mentioned last week. So I'm happy that she's here to give us her official side of the story on both travesties. Hey, Melania.
Hello, Brandy. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, I has been listening for the last couple weeks. I hope that things are good.
I know.
I hope that you are doing good and you are being be best.
I'm trying to.
I know it's hard to be best.
It is hard.
When you don't have the right sneakers or, you know, your husband is horrible person. So I feel.
Well, this gardening photo was this? Yes. This was from last year. Have you been doing any gardening recently?
I tried to do gardening one time. One time I do gardening because I was bored, and they say, Melania, you need to go take photos for people to see that you're normal. So I said, what do normal people do? And they said, they garden. I said, they garden.
You know,
what is garden? They go, you go to garden, you bend over and you rub hand over plants. I say, okay, I don't have good clothes for this, so I have my assistant Frederica go to store to get me sneaker and outfit.
Okay.
So I got outfit. And the sneaker was weird to wear. I don't wear sneakers.
Right.
They cover whole foot.
Mm-hmm. Your foot looked bigger than I thought it would.
Well, I wear minimizer shoes.
Okay.
I have size 12 shoes.
Okay.
Feet.
I mean, you're
I have
tall.
Size 12 feet. I'm very tall. People don't realize I'm 7'2".
Okay.
Yeah. So I have to bend over or I won't be so, you will see how tall I am.
Yeah, you know? Now your positioning in the photo is strange, slightly strange, and this caused a bunch of memes, some memes at your expense. Were you hurt? Were your feelings hurt?
Well, I did not understand this meme. I don't understand meme.
Okay.
I asked Baron. I say, Baron, what is meme? He said to me, he doesn't talk because he's in, you know. He's basically inaudible, but I don't. I say to him, what is meme? And then he show me this website with all memes. And then the website's all memes of me.
Oh, okay. MelaniaMemes.com or something.
It's something such as.
Yeah.
And then I see this picture of me bending over to do gardening. I don't understand. I'm wearing, I wear flannel shirt, which my lesbian friend gave to me.
Right.
Because lesbians apparently love to garden.
Yes, I bet they do.
They grow vegetables and they do
herbs.
So then I wear a pair of pants that I just, you know, I bought for my closet. Then I wear red gloves, which I don't understand who wears gloves not with gown.
I mean, they also look like rubber gloves. I don't know. The gloves did confuse me.
They were like a cotton blend,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a wire cutters. But then I go, why do I need these wire cutters? They go, that's shearing pairs.
Okay.
Didn't know what that was. Also, it's important to note in the garden, I believe the garden might be from like an arboretum or from a garden that's not actually like my garden.
Well, no, it's definitely not your garden.
It's a fully manicured.
Yes. It's the White House garden that professionals are tending to.
Yeah, there's actually a plaque in the garden.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think you need to be with your spade doing any work around the plaque.
No, there was many people standing around with hoses and, you know, machines for gardening, you know.
Right, gardeners.
Right, gardeners. That's what they are.
So there was different memes of you sometimes with like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Or with a glove.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Also, since I never wore shoes before, they were not have any dirt on them.
No, well, none of the clothes looked used or looked like you owned them.
So here's one tweet say, put my picture, and it's like a script. So it says, photographer. He say, pose. Then I go, how? Then he go, like you know nothing about gardening. Then I go, got it.
Oh, okay.
See?
Was that how it kind of, probably kind of how it was.
Kind of, you know. Then, you know, it's all things such like that. Then there's, of course, there's my favorite one where the person wrote on, like it's on my clothes, that it says, I don't care about gardening, do you?
Oh, like when you wore the jacket.
Right.
When you wore the jacket.
Because but I don't care about gardening.
No, 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 no.
You know.
So also, I really encourage people to check out the memes of you gardening because I enjoyed them and I thought I'm glad the picture came back for 2018 because it's a wonderful photo of you.
Thank you, Brandy. People don't know there are other photos too. It's not just me bending over like George Burns. No, Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
It's not just like that.
Oh.
There's I hold basket. You know, like people don't realize there's other pictures.
Oh, okay. Oh, of the gardening. I see.
Yes. And you might notice that there's also lots of other people in there doing gardening.
Right, actual gardeners.
You know.
Well, now, before we let you go, tell us about what this thing was with. Now, we know that your husband, President Trump, called Don Lemon the dumbest man on TV. And then he said that he made even LeBron James look smart. Which was awkward for everyone involved.
That is not nice. He should not have said that Don Lemon was a dumbest person on TV.
Especially when LeBron James had created a school for underprivileged inner city children, which is your platform.
Well, at first I thought it was basketball school.
Oh.
And then I thought, well, that's okay. Basketball school is good too.
It sure is.
Because kids need to go take their body bench into basketball school.
Right. Uh-huh.
So, but then I found out it's a full school for third and fourth graders.
Full school?
Full.
Oh, full. Okay.
Full school.
Okay.
Of third and fourth graders. And then if they finish the school, they get college paid for. Now, my husband heard this and thought, well, that dumb black guy.
Right. He sure did.
Wow. You know, how dare he do that? That's so dumb.
Right.
And then I thought, well, I mean, it's not that bad. It's no. Pretty good.
Right.
Pretty good.
Did you think now, that? Because I thought it was your spokesperson.
Well, it was my assistant who told me that it was pretty good. Okay. You know what I mean? I actually wasn't paying attention, to be honest. I don't know who LeBron James is. I don't know this. I don't know. But I don't even talk to Donald. So my right. assistant said to me, your husband said this stupid thing about this tall guy. You need to say something. I said, just go ahead, say what you want. I am with my Australian boyfriend. I don't care.
Right.
You know?
I'm watching Ukrainian TV. Channel 24/7
laying pipe.
Yeah,
you know how
exactly.
we do,
right?
And then
getting it in
there, and then I say, just say something nice.
Yeah,
just say something nice.
Right.
So
your spokesperson then said,
she don't mind it. You know, and Melania, the first lady, said that she think it's good.
Oh, okay,
basically. You know,
did you get any backlash for your spokesperson going and saying?
Not yet. I haven't gotten backlash except for people saying, where are you when your husband tweets every day all of the bad things that you say that the kids should not listen to, hear, or do? They say, where are you? Your husband says these things about LeBron James. And you are not around at all and have your assistant speak for you.
Right.
My assistant's also my body double.
Right. Oh, that's
and
good.
And a robot.
Okay. Well, that's handy. That's great.
I like to have robots double around so that I don't ever have to go nowhere. In fact, the gardening was not even...
Yeah, it looked like some kind of cyborg, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
with the
if you
sunglasses.
Look real close, you can see that the gloves are there because the hands were not put on right.
Right. That makes perfect sense.
So, you know.
Well, thank you, Melania, for checking in with us.
It's my pleasure always, Brandy.
Yeah.
As you know, from one glamorous gal to the other, I love to see you and I appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, we love hearing from you. But now it's time for So There's That. All right, so if you're new here to Dumb Gay Politics, I'm sorry that this was your introduction episode. I'm quite sure this will probably be your last, but hey, give it another try. Between last week and this week, I don't even know. I don't know how many of the 14 listeners have dropped off.
Hey, you know what? Like, you have, if you like a political show with people who are having complete and utter fucking mental breakdowns, this is your show.
Yeah. I mean, we're just happy we're getting anything up. But if you're new here, this is the part of the show where I give Julie the job of finding something good that's happening somewhere out there on the political landscape. She hates doing it, and every week I feel like I'm begging my cute, annoying baby daughter to do her fucking homework that she hates doing. But for the last few weeks, we've both been having alternating rage episodes, so brace yourself. I think this one is going to be more like a Judge Julie doing a So There's That, and maybe the next few will too, but we'll just get into it, you know? All right, Meow Meow, what is your So There's That moment for this week?
So today, I'm going to start off calm.
Okay.
Today, what I'm going to be doing is a global So There's That. As you know, I've done this a few times.
You sure have.
You may. So let's just get into it. No need to just dance around it. Let's just get
Start off calm.
No. We're going to start off. Okay. We're going to start off calm. And
okay.
We're going to try and stay calm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you know how to do a calm rage.
Now, you may already know that Denmark is going through a little controversy. Now, I'm ashamed that I didn't even know this until today, that this was even happening. But, girl, the flames are fanning, and I am a wind tunnel bitch. Okay. Last week, Denmark made a very bold and extremely controversial move and banned facial coverings, okay? On Wednesday, there was a large protest in Copenhagen where demonstrators gathered wearing burkas to show the man, literally, that they deserve to be second-class citizen fuckhole birth canals who will then take their covered from head-to-toe faces and only show it whenever it's convenient for their husbands. I swear, I know, now I'm getting enraged, but this is what face coverings are. What we basically,
now,
Denmark said,
just be clear. It's the face covering where only the eyes show.
Yes, correct. But yes, that's right. Which is the burqa.
Right. So it's the whole head and body with just eyes showing.
Correct.
Okay.
That is what they mean by face. Now, they do put in other things as facial coverings, including beards and other, like, you can't. They basically, Denmark is making it so that you have to have your face recognizable.
That's so funny. Denmark is banning beards, too.
Hilarious. They're banning, like, you can't have your face completely covered. So you can't ban a beard, but they're banning it so that you can't. They're making the wording of these laws so that, it's not you're going to jail, but they'll fine you. So if they can't recognize your face while you're going through like security, you're going to get fined. Now, demonstrators wanted Denmark to know that banning the burqa is unfair and insensitive to Muslim women. So the thing about it is that there aren't that many head coverings and there aren't that many facial coverings.
Well, long beards are unfair to us, aren't they?
Oh, they are beyond unfair to us. So, but the burqa is by far the main one. So you could argue that this is kind of, in a way, discriminatory.
Well, and also it's the main one where you cannot recognize someone's face.
Correct. So if you
are, let's not forget Elizabeth Smart. When she was covered from head to toe and kidnapped for a year and no one knew who the fuck she was walking on the streets because she was in a full burqa.
That's right. So this could also be a ski mask. This could be, this is a thing that you cannot cover your face. So they had a big demonstration and these people wanted to know that banning the burqa is unfair and insensitive to Muslim women who choose, and I use that word loosely, to wear the garment out of religious beliefs. Religious beliefs of who? Their husbands? Of which they were given to when they were 12. So fuck off. Go ahead. Write me a letter. Denmark joined several other European nations restricting face coverings. France banned the full face veil in 2011, while Belgium, Austria, the Netherlands, and parts of Switzerland have restrictions in place. Other European countries have debated the issue. The Danish law was passed in May and came into effect last week. People found wearing facial coverings in public could be fined from 1,000 Danish krone, which is $157, for a first offense, up to like $1,500 for a fourth violation. So it's not even like that big of a deal.
Right. It's not even like a DUI.
It's not even like a DUI. And they're basically, Denmark is just being like, you're fucking annoying, okay? We need to see your face, so cut the shit.
Yeah. It's a safety issue. And this isn't like an anti-Muslim thing. They head things are fine or whatever.
So several women wearing niqabs, which fully cover the body but leave the eye area open, said this would make it very difficult for them to leave their homes, whether to take their children to school, grocery shop, or just move around their communities. The burqa covers the entire body and has a mesh in the eye area.
Jesus.
So, wow. Excuse me. So the burqa has mesh for eyes.
Oh my God.
And the niqab apparently has the eye area open.
I cannot believe these women have to be basically dressed like a ghost when you're like going out for Halloween.
Just let that sit, okay?
That's crazy, you guys.
So a Muslim protester, Sabina, who gave only her first name and wears a niqab, said it would have huge consequences on her life. Every time I step outside my front door, I am a criminal. I have to stay in my house isolated. I cannot go to the grocery store. I cannot go out, she told CNN. Wearing this is an important spiritual choice for me. And now it's also a sign of protest. Every time the government does this, they make me firmer in my belief.
She's probably not even allowed to leave her house unless her husband lets her anyway.
Well, yeah, and she can't leave the house. She has to be covered like she's invisible, or she can't leave the house because of that. And that's her belief system. And your belief in what, you fucking asshole? I'm sorry. Whatever the means you have been steered to believe that what? God doesn't want to see your fucking face? That if you walk among men, they just won't be able to control themselves? And turns out, sweetie, that is the main reason, and that is why they're covered. And Orthodox
Jews probably true.
have the same reason, and it is true. And Orthodox and women will give this reasoning. Well, I feel safer. I don't feel like I have to deal with men's bullshit. I actually like being invisible because I don't have to deal with them,
right.
Their shit.
I'd love to cover my whole face.
Right. However, we know that this is...
we know it's too hot, number one. It's too hot under there.
And it's too sexist. People think this is Islamophobia and cultural insensitivity. Well, excuse me if covering women from head to toe, blaming them for rape, marrying them off at young ages, and making them servants of men kind of makes me culturally insensitive. I'm insensitive anyway, and I'm a piece of shit, and that's fine. But don't try and sell me rape as religion and think I don't know the difference. I don't care what religion you are. Muslim, Jewish, Fewish, Puzzlem. You think... Cabbage Patch Kids are gods, so you walk around painted in red and rolled in salt. I don't give a fuck. The second women are subjugated to slave, which is what they are, and men are masters, you can go kill yourself and take your fake religion and choke on it. Now, what's surprising to me, of course, is that the demonstrators were many, 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 many women who want to wear the head covering or the burqa or whatever because they feel it's their choice and their belief.
Forced to wear it and they can't leave the house if it's illegal. And so now they're stuck in their houses.
Right.
They don't want to be home with their rapist husband.
Right. And this is, of course, not an invalid point. And more people are standing by this idea that we can't remove religious freedom from people. However, in the day and age of terrorism and hacking and secret wars, the need to be able to recognize people's faces is super fucking important. I'm sorry. And so what if in a passive aggressive maneuver, Denmark also said, fuck you, burqa. Like, we're standing by women.
Yeah. I said it and I'll say it again. Two words. Elizabeth Smart.
That's right.
Why it can't be allowed.
That's right. They made bold, very courageous choices, I think. And it's not even about religion for them. Though I will say making your religious beliefs precious to me or in some way some sanctimonious law that we all have to follow is bullshit. But it's my belief. So, okay, well, I believe every room I walk into, I have to take a shit in the middle of it as it's a beautiful sacrifice of my feces to the Lord on high. So now what are we going to do? The ban has been ridiculed for its vague language and for outlawing all facial coverings in public, despite its backers clearly stating that its real target is the Islamic face veil. Anything from ski masks and fake beards to scarves covering the faces could be seen as illegal. Police said they would not enforce the ban during their protests because people had the right to demonstrate. Critics of the law also point out the small number of women who actually wear the veil in Denmark. Only around 150 to 200 Muslim women wear that on a daily basis, according to the University of Copenhagen study. Sasha Anderson, a spokeswoman for the Party Rebels political group that organized the protest, called on the government to rescind the law. It moves us in a direction that is far more discriminatory, and it limits people's freedom with something as commonplace as clothing, she said. Clothing? Sure, if your clothing represented complete and utter slavery, fuck off. No one would allow men to wear these things ever. This would never happen with men. And if this was a racial issue, I can also assure you this wouldn't be okay. Oh, in our religion, everyone who's Asian has to wear a burqa. Caucasians can't help themselves when they're around Asians. They just rape. Please. It's sexist across the board, and there's no argument to be had. Denmark did something, in my opinion, that is brave and provocative and in support of women. The burqa is against women, period. And feel free to call in and just try to explain it in any other way. The age-old question of, was God made by man or did God create man in his own image? Well, who cares? Because they're both fucking dicks.
And men.
And please don't get me wrong. I support Denmark. I support freedom of religion. In fact, I support freedom. And in a world that's free, women and men... or however the fuck you identify, are free to live and worship if that's your jam, and you should be able to do it in the nude or covered in feathers and butter. True belief doesn't make people prisoners, it sets them free. If your religion belief consists of covering a woman's face and head and body, you are not of God, you are of man, and you are a loser. So there's that. So that's it for this episode of Dumb Gay Politics.
Thank you all for listening and putting up with the constant Patreon talk and ads and feelings and just bad podcasting in general. We really love you for it. Just when I was about to say fuck this week's Dumb Gay Politics, I can't concentrate on anything but my own self-indulgent problems, we got an email from a member of the Patreon and it made me forge ahead and force myself to do this week's episode. Albeit late, albeit badly, it's here, and it's because of this girl's email. And we did get a lot of supportive emails after last week's Patreon because I raged out like a psychotic on the Patreon. And people have been very supportive and very sweet.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the note that we got. Hey, Julie and Brandy. I just want to say how grateful I am to have DGP and the Patreon in my life and to thank you ladies for all your hard work. I honestly would never send a message like this or any message. I'm so shy and all up in my feelings at all times. I stupidly moved from Fort Lauderdale to middle of nowhere Trump land, Central Florida this year. I'm pretty sure I'm the only out les here, aside from the groups of over 70 braless butch dykes wasted at the Cooter Festival, freaking out all the toothless men. It's so goddamn Trumpy here, but thank you ladies for being the voices in my head and keeping me grounded and sane in this fucking hellhole. Julie is 100% my personality doppelganger. She's the devil on my shoulder, encouraging me to rage and go off on stupid fucking people, mostly men. And thank God, Brandy is the angel voice of reason saying, fuck them, calm down, bitch. As a fellow garbage TV lover, I felt it was my duty to tell you guys Celebrity Big Brother UK starts Thursday. And they fucking got Stormy Daniels, the human Ken doll, and Kirstie Alley Scientology ass.
How do we watch that? I want, please, please, Shy Baby Dyke, email us again and tell us how we watch UK Big Brother, because we are going to watch that.
Yeah. This train wreck will be on every night for a month. Also, the biggest train wreck is a shit show on TLC called 90 Day Fiancé.
We're going to start watching that.
Okay, before the 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. It's everything you could want in a trash show, and I'd love to hear your take on it. Thank you again for everything you do. DGP means the world to me and so many other people. Thank you for being a light in such a dark world. This is for all the other shy listeners who are too full of anxiety to message you. We adore you. Sincerely, an awkward, shy baby dyke.
Honestly, like, it did make me forge ahead and just get the fuck on with it. Like just hearing that, yeah. It really did. So I appreciated it. I'm glad you read it. And as always, it's been real and it's been real fun.
Mostly, it's been gay and it's been dumb.
And Omarosa.
Ponderosa.
Diabolarosa.
How'd you do? I see you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat, well, how about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.